Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the next global health crisis is not monkeypox. We already have monkeypox spreading. It's not going to be COVID. The next public health crisis we're having, we're going to have and we're going into, is our inflation. I talk a lot about the economy on the show and money and how to save money because my patients are telling me they're not buying their medications. They're not going to the doctor. They're not seeing their medical provider. They're not paying their copay. They're not paying their medical bills because they have to spend money on other things like food, gas. So there is no way I, as a physician or as a radio host, can ignore the fact that what's been going on with our economy and our gas prices is not going to affect somebody's health. Of course it will. So now what I'm going to do in this segment is we're going to tackle gas, okay? All right. Now, I don't know how I could convey to, you know, the powers that be how to get the gas prices down. But what I can do is share with you guys some tips on how to make the most out of your gas tank and how to get some better fuel efficiency. And a lot of you guys are not doing this. So let's just quickly talk about this. Let me find my glasses here because I am old and I need my reading glasses. And I wrote all this out, but I don't have it all memorized. So first and foremost, if you haven't done this yet, check your tire pressure. I can't tell you how many times I'm walking around the parking lot, I'm looking at everybody's tires, and you see that, you know, they're low. Low tire pressure could decrease your fuel efficiency. Air doesn't cost that much. I think you only have to spend $1, right, to put air into your tires. It's not going to get you a whole tank of gas, but it sure will help you with some of your energy efficiency. So keep in mind your tire pressure shifts, especially during the seasons, keep them inflated properly. Another thing is to lighten the load. Okay, I'm trying to lose weight, right, to decrease fuel efficiency, but many times when I have to run an errand, I don't want to go alone. So like, I don't want to go alone. Will you come with me? Just come with me. I don't want to go alone. Okay, so you bring people with you. That adds more weight to the car. That worsens your fuel efficiency. If you don't have to, you know, pile everybody up in the car, do it. The other thing, too, is how many times do we have crap in our trunk that we have never gotten rid of? So I'll buy something that's kind of heavy. And I feel like, you know what, I'll wait till my husband gets it out of the trunk. Well, it could take a month before my husband gets it out of the trunk, yet I'm driving around with it. That's going to hurt your fuel efficiency. This is one that I have trouble with. Don't speed. All right? The more you speed, you know, the more you're expelling and using and utilizing gas. If your speed limit is 35, go 35. You don't have to be going 55 miles an hour if you're going to hit the same street light that somebody going 35 miles is. So think about your speed because that'll also save on gas. Another thing I also do a lot is I see a stoplight. I don't coast. I'll, like, accelerate. I'll be like, oh, okay. You know, I'm just so used to hitting the gas pedal. And then I'll brake right before the stoplight. You don't necessarily have to start and stop. Try to coast. Try to be more smooth. Cruise control. There's also some alternative sort of cruise controls, the adaptive cruise controls that your car might do. You know, I'm nervous about the car being on autopilot or automatic, but the cruise control lessens the amount of gas you use overall because you keep, you know, putting the pedal to the metal. So think about that. And again, when you see a stop sign, why are you pressing on the gas? If you know you're going to slow down, coast to it. When you press on the gas, train yourself on how far you could go with one press. And you'll notice you use less gas. the fuel and oil grade. You know, everybody keeps debating, do you have to do the 9, what is it? It's 87, 89, and 91. Do you always have to do the 91 fuel grade? Not entirely. There's going to be a recommended fuel grade for optimization, but you don't necessarily have to pay for the most expensive. As long as the fuel is good. Now, there's some places that sell crappy fuel. So go to, I think Tops Tier has a list of companies that sell, is it called Top Tier Gas? That type of gas is supposed to be well vetted, good reputation. A good quality gas should be enough. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a 91 grade. Same thing with oil. Make sure you're using good oil, less viscosity. That will help. A lot of you guys have dirty air filters. You're like, you know what, I'll change my own oil. Are you also cleaning out your air filter? If you have a dirty air filter, that causes buildup, prevents good flow to the engine overworks. Also, your fuel injector. Many of you guys' fuel injectors need a good flush. A clogged fuel injector, I mean, you know how you guys feel when you're constipated? You don't work well, you don't run well. If your car is constipated, flush the fuel injector. Okay, nice little enema, and it works really, really good. Your air conditioning. There's always a debate on air conditioning versus windows. If you're driving around the neighborhood, the weather's nice, roll the windows down. You don't need to stress the car with the air conditioning. But if your windows are open and your dog is sticking the head out, that increases wind resistance. So you need to decrease your wind resistance on your car. So sometimes on the highway, keep those windows closed. If you got bike racks, if you got roof racks that you aren't using, get them off. That increases wind resistance. Don't idle if you have to. Everybody thinks, well, you know, if I idle in my car, it's going to cost more in gas if I turn the car off and then turn it back on. Not true. We found that 20 seconds of idling uses more gas than just shutting the sucker off. So if it's not a hot area, you know, rather than you sitting there and waiting for the wife, you know, and idling in the car, shut the car off. Cover your truck bed. That's, you know, a lot of people have their truck beds open. If you could unload it, cover it, that'll help. Keep the car covered. This way, when it's hot outside, you don't have to work the air conditioning to cool it as much. Or if it's cold outside, you don't have to work it to heat as much. Try to get a car porch. There's even covers you could now buy if you don't have a car porch. If you park your car, let's say, on the driveway, you could actually get these covers that can really minimize some of the temperature changes that happen inside the car. Avoid driving during rush hour so you don't have to start, stop. If you could shift your shift so you don't have to, you know, be driving in rush hour, in carpool or buy online or work from home. But hope these tips help save you some money. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the very, very long and drawn out and highly publicized Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial finally came to an end yesterday, and there was a verdict. And the verdict kind of went the way that we predicted it would, where both sides got something. Johnny Depp was awarded $10 million in compensatory damages, $5 million in punitive. The punitive per state law gets knocked down to $350,000. So he basically got awarded $10,350,000. Amber Heard was awarded $2 million for her defamation claim. So if you take that $10 million or that $10.35 million, take off the $2 million that she gets, Johnny Depp is awarded $8.35 million. I'm not sure how much Johnny Depp has to pay his legal team. Not sure how much Amber Heard has to pay her legal team. There's been a lot of discussion on what happens next. Can she afford it? In fact, her attorney, I believe, was doing the interview circuit today, and it said no, she can't afford an $8.35 million verdict. They are definitely going to appeal. And you know, it was a very, I wasn't surprised. Maybe I was surprised he didn't get more. You know, and many people ask, you know, you sued for $50 million. Why did he only get $8 million out of this? Well, you know, again, they did find that there was defamation on both sides, and which is something that we predicted would end up happening. I was concerned that if one piece of all the evidence proved some sort of abuse, that it would knock out the whole suit. It didn't. It showed that still, no matter what, that overall he was defamed. And if it's about defamation, I think it went the right way. The discussions now, and I think Rolling Stone had a piece on this, is what does this mean for abuse victims? And Amber Heard had spoken out. Johnny Depp said he finally got his life back. And am I naive? I didn't know Johnny Depp was accused of all this. I just thought Johnny Depp was still doing movies. I had no idea. Apparently, Hollywood-wide, people thought that he really abused Amber Heard. I never believed that. I never gave it a thought. I thought he was still actively working. So there's no doubt he's going to be actively working again. I don't know if this trial helped him to the degree that it should, because there was a lot of dirty laundry. But I didn't think he was out of work because of it to begin with. But apparently he was, which is why the defamation suit, you know, went as far as it did. But there's been some concern that domestic violence survivors are set back now with their progress. And Rolling Stone has a piece entitled Men Always Win, Survivors Sickened by the Amber Heard Verdict. One domestic violence survivor said, "This case is my worst fear playing out on public stage." And so it was interesting to see how many people were on Amber Heard's side. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody's lying, if somebody tries to fabricate, if this is proven, I can't trust anything they say. And even though, yes, a liar can still have a truth in there somehow, to me it made her lose her credibility. But on the flip side, many people who are victims of domestic violence might have believed her and might have seen the pattern of how the prosecution had approached it. Like, well, you know, why didn't you videotape you getting abused? Well, that was kind of a stupid question from the prosecution side. You can't always, you don't know when the abuse is coming, so you can't, like, set up the camera, put it in a spot. Plus, but then it was fascinating that Amber Heard did acquire all the video and, you know, evidence and audio recordings that she did. It was a toxic marriage. I'm glad they're both not married. I'm, you know, very concerned, you know, for, you know, future relationships if there's still drugs, alcohol, and all that. But I never thought Johnny Depp was a wife beater. I don't think the jury did. I don't think the public did. So it went the right way. Johnny Depp is going to make a huge comeback, I believe, in Hollywood because he's a very gifted actor. And, you know, people are saying they're, you know, the interview, all these pundits are saying, no, people are going to remember the abuse, they're going to remember the drugs. Robert Downey Jr. had some issues and he made a huge comeback. Macaulay Culkin, there's so many people that have, you know, been down and out and then have made a comeback. America, especially in Hollywood, is very forgiving. They are very open and very open to, you know, people getting another chance, depending on what it is. If somebody, let's say, turns Republican, okay, they're just done for. I mean, they're done for, you know, but in Hollywood. But, you know, if somebody does have, you know, a drug history or an arrest or things like that, Hollywood is very forgiving because, again, it's about the art. It's about their talent. I just wish Hollywood would be a little bit more open about people and their political views. That is the one job killer, political views. And that's why so many stars have to keep their politics quiet. Because those who don't definitely, you know, get sidelined. So Amber Heard is going to appeal. They say that the evidence she was able to use in the UK trial in which she won was not able to be used here. So there's no doubt. But does this really provide a testament to domestic abuse victims not being heard? Now, no pun intended. Personally, if somebody lies, right, and they set somebody up, or they lie about being abused, I think that is a crime. I think that's a huge crime. And if that's what the jury felt she did, that's despicable. It's inexcusable. On the flip side, I had some issues with the prosecution, and Camille Vasquez is a very good attorney. But there were some things that concerned me and I think might have hurt Johnny Depp in the long run, especially with his award, in that she wouldn't let the other side speak. Okay, whenever you have somebody who is a victim and or feels victimized and wants to get their story out, she kept trying to, I objected. She kept trying to intervene from somebody being able to tell their story. Not a good look. Just that wasn't a good look. I mean, if I could give her any pointers, she's far more gifted in law than I ever was, but it seemed like she wanted to shut up the other side and not let them speak. That might be a very effective trial sort of technique, but it doesn't have a good look for those who are victims of domestic abuse that are going, well, am I going to get a chance to speak? And again, I'm not, you know, domestic abuse victims shouldn't equate themselves to Amber Heard, but some do. Some align with her. Some feel she represents them. You know, another issue is she was very, very, you know, touchy, and she and Johnny Depp appeared to have a very, very closer relationship than would have, you know, a normal lawyer client should have. That was a little concerning because, again, you don't want to bring that element into something that's supposed to be devoid of that. Camille Vasquez, you know, bringing up some things like, you know, why weren't you videotaping while you were getting abused? That I don't think really bode well. That didn't, I think, really ring well for those people watching this. So, you know, I think both sides definitely have some reevaluation of some of their techniques and where they went in terms of this. And both sides had great, you know, attorney teams, and both sides were I think appropriately represented. But this should not have been about a domestic abuse victim being victimized again and not being allowed to speak and not being allowed to, you know, be heard. Because true domestic violence victims feel that they are going to go through what Amber Heard went through. I'm not saying I feel sorry for her. I mean, you know, she lied. She dug her own hole. But if people believed her, they're going to look at this as, okay, I don't want that. And this has been a problem we've had. The Me Too movement has been a little rocky because you have people lie, say, oh yeah, me too. And you're like, why are you accusing somebody who you consented to have sex with? Come on. But on the flip side, the Me Too movement was supposed to, you know, allow people to come forward without being victimized again, without having to be embarrassed, without having to, you know, for it to be so ridiculed or to be called a liar. So the average abuse victim doesn't want to be called a liar. They just want to get past it. So that's why many don't complain. So I don't know if this hurt the overall cause, but I agree with the way the ruling went. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people were killed and four wounded after a shooting in a manufacturing facility in Smithsburg, Maryland, Thursday afternoon. The suspect has been identified as a 23-year-old male who is also an employee at Columbia Machine. A Maryland State Police trooper, after being shot, returned fire, ending the rampage. The unnamed suspect was hospitalized in unknown condition. Smithsburg is just an hour's drive northwest of Baltimore. A tourism helicopter from KNS Helicopters carrying six people crashed Wednesday evening in a Hawaiian lava field that was there on the Big Island. The 50-year-old male pilot and an 18-year-old female passenger were in serious condition following the crash. NHL playoff hockey continues Saturday evening. Tampa Bay Lightning at the New York Rangers. Tampa leads the series 3-2. USA Radio News. The Tunnel to Towers event in the Big Apple returned last weekend after 2 years.
After a two-year hiatus, the Tunnel to Towers climb returned to One World Trade Center in New York City Sunday, with participants climbing 104 flights of stairs to honor the lives and sacrifices of 9/11 heroes. During an interview Sunday on Fox and Friends with participant Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller, Siller explains how long it takes participants to make the 104-story climb.
It took the first person under 15 minutes, so it was incredible. But it takes most people about a half an hour or 45 minutes or some longer. It doesn't matter as long as they finish it and they do it in honor of the person that they love.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California man in his mid-20s was found to be carrying at least one weapon and burglary tools on a street near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. We're not sure who, but someone notified police that this person might pose a threat to the justice. The man did not make it onto Kavanaugh's property in Montgomery County, but was stopped and arrested on a nearby street. The decision by Mexico's president to boycott this week's Summit of the Americas for regional leaders in Los Angeles, California, has influenced other leaders. As President Biden was not inclusive to other countries in our region, key nations in Central America are following President Obrador's lead by dispatching only lower-level delegates instead of their leaders. The Denver Broncos are being sold for roughly $4.65 billion. Walmart billionaire Rob Walton will be the richest owner in the National Football League. USA Radio News. Nothing official at this time, but Johnny Depp's attorney hinted Wednesday that the Hollywood superstar may not collect his payout from ex-wife Amber Heard, insisting that he is satisfied with his total win. You have to wonder how many drugs would actually be getting through if President Trump's wall had been completed.
Border control seizures of illicit fentanyl are on the rise. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares says the increase of fentanyl crossings at the southern border is not being addressed on a federal level.
The federal government is not doing its part trying to go after these criminal organizations to try to put more pressure on the Mexican government, also China, for exporting these chemicals into Mexico, where the cartels are able to supply these, make these counterfeit pills.
Earlier this year, the High Trafficking Drug Trafficking Areas Program received $275 million in funding from the Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we stumbled through how to save some money on gas and be more fuel efficient. And honestly, I think you guys deserve somebody a lot more experienced than me. And actually a lot more better looking, you know, when it comes to the subject. So joining us next, which I'm really, really excited about, is Matt Blashaw, the co-host of Build It Forward, who is going to talk to us about greener propane solutions as an alternative to our increasingly unreliable electric grid. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Okay, good. So, you know, one thing we are concerned about on our show is our reliance on the electric grid. And we saw what happened in Texas last year. You know, we see our vulnerabilities. You know, talk to us about, you know, your experience and what you do.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, my experience. My experience just happened, actually. I went through a tornado here in Kansas City. I just moved here from California. So, you know,
wow.
We're talking about the electrical grid, and it was a scary night. We lost power. We're still out of power right now. So this couldn't be more of a timely subject, and our reliance on the electrical grid. And, you know, with propane, it is making so many things possible, delivering that energy independence. And these are for people that are still wanting to have that incredible indoor space, the incredible outdoor space. And maybe they're on the grid, the natural gas grid. Maybe they're just off of it. It's cost prohibitive to bring that into the house. Propane can make it possible. It can power a variety of major appliances. It's not just for putting under your barbecue anymore. And it helps with greenhouse gases because, like you said, with the electrical grid, we're so reliant on it. And we're pulling so much from a source that we don't know where it comes from, and that could be a coal-powered plant. So there's so many benefits from it, and the propane is made right here in the U.S., and it gives people the ability to build their dream home right where they want it.
You know, Matt, are you concerned that, you know, as we are going more towards electric cars, trying to be less dependent on fuel and, you know, saving on fuel and going more electric, do you think our current infrastructure is strong, you know, our current grids are strong enough to handle that?
Yeah, I don't. I don't. So that's it's kind of putting all of our eggs into one basket right now. And I get the push towards electric vehicles. I think it's great, but we as a nation have not updated how we generate our power. And we generate it from coal burning plants. And so when we're putting more emphasis on the electricity, we're burning more greenhouse gases. Plus it's so inefficient, our delivery system. We literally lose about 60% of the energy that is produced at the power plant by the time it gets to your house. So there is alternatives. Mm-hmm. And especially tonight, you know, when we ran out of power, propane power generator will click right on 10 seconds after the power outage. And the more propane appliances that you have in your house, that means that life goes on as normal. So it's just a something to think about for you and your family to make your home more resilient when it comes to weather-related issues.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Matt Blash on, sorry for me being a little celebrity struck, and I mean, you know, you're a TV host, you know, you're on the HGTV show, Build It Forward. You're also licensed in real estate, you're a residential contractor, so you really know your stuff in terms of, you know, how to incorporate this into your home. How do people go from, you know, the less efficient grid we have to introducing more propane and making these changes?
Yeah, as a builder, you know, I build with my father-in-law out here in Missouri. That propane's just a way of life. He builds with propane, probably 90% of the time. Now, we're not saying, you know, I'm not saying to get off of the natural gas if it's already there. You know, it's a fine source, but propane is a great alternative. And what you can do is that you can look on your a propane provider that's in your area. What happens is that they come with a home builder like myself. We figure out what size tank you need for your house, and we all the appliances that you could want can be powered from it. We're talking, you know, everything from a water heater to a fireplace to a gas range, you name it, can be run off of propane. So, you know, it's something that I like to give this education to people that are, you know, looking to build. We don't have a lot of inventory in the United States, so people are actually building their inventory. It's just something to think about to diversify us a little bit. So I think if we diversify our energy needs, we're not going to be putting so much stress onto one source like we do with electricity, and it's going to make, you know, the energy health of America much better.
It is so true. You know, I see people going, we're going all electric, you know, we're going all electric. And I'm like, I love the idea of diversifying and hedging, as you say. Another big concern that I know we're dealing with is, you know, the fires. You have, you know, the California fires, and there's been some debate on our power lines, and when we require more power, it could possibly, you know, affect our local vegetation. Do you see this as also possibly, you know, helping our forest?
Yeah, it could, quite possibly could. And it's not, you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, get off the electricity grid as a whole. You know, you have a generator, a propane power generator. So it's not going to be, propane is going to work with a variety of different things. Solar power is becoming better and more efficient. So you team that propane up with the solar power on your house.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what I'm about to talk about, I don't want it to be misconstrued as anything, and I will be very, very clear with what I want to say. But what I want to discuss next is how much of the crime and much of the anger isn't always about the literal statement that they claim they're angry about. It's about a lot of these cases, not all of them. Some of them might be about that literal statement.
But a lot of it is opportunity. Or they're angry. And they want an opportunity to lash out. And they feel this gives them that window, you know, and that platform to be able to do something they've wanted to do for a long time. We see this in abusers. They will go after some household member for something so tiny, but they blame it on, well, it's because you said this. And they're like, was that really that bad? Did that really warrant you hitting me? You whipping? But did that really warrant it? No. They were looking for a reason to lash out. And I see this in psychology. I'm sure there's a term for it. There's not, there should be. But time and time again, I see crimes committed, and they will claim it's because of X, Y, and Z. And you're like, really? So, making headlines is there was a California man who was armed and arrested for, quote, threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Police are saying the reason for him wanting to commit this murder, possibly inflict harm on the family, was because he was angry over the Roe versus Wade leak. Really? I'm very appreciative of men being sympathetic to us women when we're pregnant, you know, or having menstrual cramps. We're here for you. You know, but I mean, are men really that involved and committed to, you know, the cause such that they will put themselves in jail for life? I mean, I could understand a woman who gets pregnant a lot, wants to be able to abort. They might have a little bit more skin in the game. But I just find it very odd. I'm not saying men don't care about Roe v. Wade. Men care about Roe v. Wade. But I find it hard to believe that a man would care about the leak that much to take another person's life. And, what is this really about? And in fact, cops say he was angry over the Roe v. Wade leak. Well, was he angry over the leak that it got leaked? Is he not angry about a potential Roe v. Wade overturn? Is he upset that somebody leaked it? Is he mad at the Supreme Court's bubble and how somebody infiltrated that and leaked something? Is that what he's mad about? So our Supreme Court justices have a job to do. We might not always agree with their job. We might love the job they're doing. But that doesn't mean they deserve to be harmed. So this armed man was apparently outside his home. He didn't make it to the home. And he said he wanted to kill Brett Kavanaugh. He was arrested in the early hours of today. This was at about 1:50 in the morning. He was armed, made threats, and was transported to Montgomery County Police 2nd District. He was carrying a handgun, a knife, and pepper spray. He was stopped on the street near his home. I don't know if he actually got onto the property. Was he in the neighborhood? But apparently he admitted that that was his intent. So there's been a lot of protests since the leak, and makes you wonder, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, who leaked, why did they leak? And by the way, this, most people think this could be a liberal law clerk. This could have also been a conservative, too. I mean, my mind is open to all theories, because look at this. The more ridiculous this gets, where you know, people are threatening the lives of justices, do you think the justices are going to go, oh, no, we're scared, you know what, never mind? They might double down. I am more inclined. I'm 99% thinking it might have been somebody on the liberal side, you know, that you know, I'm not saying they worked for Sotomayor or Kagan or whatever, but, you know, they saw this and goes, oh, my gosh, we got to get this out there before the midterm so people know, and, you know, so people can protest, etc. But, you know, even though protests which are very, protests and peaceful assembly is very, very effective in terms of people realizing that there are, you know, concerns and that, you know, there's you know, dissent. I think the American people, the American public, what makes our country great is we are able to protest and air our concerns and grievances. But once it starts getting bad, once it starts getting deadly, once it starts breaking laws, then, you know, choices, you know, have to be made. And sadly, you know, sometimes some people's, you know, rights do get restricted because they say, well, it's going to get, you know, when we had an officer shot in the head during a BLM protest, most of the protests stopped there. I understand people walking, people peacefully assembling, but it got deadly. And the officer is in a wheelchair. He is forever disabled as a result of, because somebody decided to shoot him in the head. And so then the protest stopped. So, you know, if for those of you that are, you know, pro our First Amendment right, pro us being able to protect, you know, protest and assemble, you know, when there are people among them that start to take it that extra step, it actually hurts your cause. And I've always wondered why, you know, over the last few decades, why so many protests, you know, and those who ran them didn't have a better message for people who came. Unless, like I said, it wasn't about people, the people who are doing the crimes aren't there to peacefully assemble and aren't there practicing their First Amendment right. They wanted, this man wanted Kavanaugh dead. Was it really about Justice Alito's decision? This doesn't even have to do with Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh hasn't even made his opinion known on this draft. It was a draft won by Justice Alito. So you start to think, okay, really, people? You know, why else do you want him dead? And it's frightening to think that these are You know, people will take a cause and try to extrapolate that and twist it into justifying them to try to hurt or kill somebody. And the more these actions happen, the more I think the Supreme Court is going to not want to give in. People think, okay, well, if we protest, the leak is going to get people to notice. They're going to realize it's unpopular. They're going to be scared. They're going to be like, oh, there's hell to pay. Then never mind. But I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to work like that. I don't know if the Supreme Court is a court of public opinion. If the Supreme Court, and I feel the Supreme Court, after something like this, does not want to be involved in abortion. The ruling, if it does go the way of overturn, is the Supreme Court saying the feds don't get involved with a woman's choice. It's a woman's body. It's between her and her doctor, or her and the state, and the state is up to the people. Keep the feds out of it. And the more there's this sort of, you know, mayhem, the more the justices might be like, we're out. Back to the states. And Roe v. Wade gets overturned. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.